For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Since late August, a committee of South Carolina House members has been at work attempting to revamp the state's outdated tax code, the collection of laws and regulations that prescribe how the state collects tax revenues. This fiscal year, expected to total over $7 billion. In creating the Special Tax Policy Committee, House Speaker Jay Lucas called the state's tax laws a patchwork quilt and called for a dramatic transformation of the tax code. The state has three basic sources of tax revenue: sales tax, income tax, and property taxes. The problem is that over the years, General Assemblies have changed the tax code hundreds of times, creating tax exemptions, swaps, and incentives, so that today the state isn't able to collect all of the tax revenue it could be entitled to, or collect it in a way that's viewed as fair and equitable. The General Assembly has tackled the issue of tax reform many times over the years, running into the same obstacles that the current committee is encountering. Representative Joe Danning of Berkeley County.
It's not an easy task. We're having a difficult time the way the law is structured, or not structured, or unstructured, however you want to put it, with all the different patchwork of bills that we've passed over the 100 years we've been around. If you pull one of those dominoes out, you don't necessarily know where it's going to fall.
Those three major taxes, sales, income, and property, have become so intertwined with one another over the years that when there are attempts to adjust one, then collections from another tax source are usually impacted. Speaker Pro Tem Tommy Pope of York County chairs the Special Tax Policy Committee.
I think we were hoping within the various categories of taxation, like income tax or sales tax or property tax, that it would be simply a matter of shifting the resources and the allocations within those groups to create a lower, flatter, fairer system. Unfortunately, what I think you found out is even within a category, as you pull in one direction, obviously it pulls in another.
A recent example of that is the notorious Act 388, passed by the legislature in 2006. It was meant to reduce property taxes for homeowners. To offset the property tax money that would have gone to counties and school districts, the state's sales tax was raised by a penny. But the Great Recession hit in 2008, and the projected revenue from the 1 cent increase never materialized. And over the past 10 years, school districts have suffered, and lawmakers have had to come up with about $1 billion via the annual state budget to fill the unanticipated shortfall. But perhaps the most glaring example of what's happened to state taxes over the years are the allowed exemptions to the sales tax. Today, the amount of sales tax exemptions is actually greater than the amount of sales tax the state collects. The exemptions granted to various businesses and groups total almost $3.5 billion a year, money that could be paying for schools, roads, and health care. Every group benefiting from a sales tax exemption, however, lobbies its case to the legislature to be able to keep it. That type of political pressure and the overwhelming amount of data the Tax Reform Committee is studying is causing it to work at a snail's pace. Representative Shannon Erickson of Beaufort says the committee has to work methodically to avoid any repeats of an Act 388.
Without the right data, we're liable to make mistakes. And the committee has talked, we've discussed it, and we'd rather go slowly with the proper data than move quickly and have to then try to right the Titanic.
The House Tax Policy Review Committee plans to continue its work into next year's legislative session. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.